The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Yesterday, the author and journalist Mary Kenny was on the programme talking about her new book, Am I a Feminist? Am You? Are You? Now, during the interview, I asked her about the recent reports of sexual assault and harassment at the hands of high-profile stars and whether women were now standing up for themselves and not taking this behaviour any longer. And she made the following comment. Let's have a listen.
President George Bush, first President Bush, is being reprimanded. He put his hand on some lady's derriere, you know, and he was in a wheelchair at the time. Well, I just think it's awfully sad when that women who should be strong and powerful and magnanimous become so petty.
Now, there was a massive reaction to that Mary Kenny interview yesterday. I'm going to read you one email that I received from one listener. Hi, Susan. In relation to that woman, Mary Kenny, you just interviewed, I feel like I need to punch something. We have to go nuclear or go neutral to tackle the enormous social crisis of inequality, sexual harassment, assault and patriarchy. Let the floodgates open. Nothing grinds my gears more than a woman selling out on her own cause. I believe in equality. I believe we have a long, painstaking battle on our hands to achieve it. And she goes on to say that she's lost count of how many times she's experienced sexual assaults, be it on the train, clubs, at work, even just on a walk. And I've never yet met a woman who hasn't. Women are expected to accept these attacks as part of normal life and to keep their mouths shut and get on with it. Nauseating and infuriating. Well, indeed. To discuss this in more detail, I'm joined on the line by Brenda Power, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, and Claire Fox, Institute of Ideas and author of I Find That Offensive. Brenda, let me start with you. What do you make of Mary's comments? Are women being petty by being offended by a pat on the bum?
It's funny, you know, listening to her there, didn't I think that it kind of crystallizes for me the I think age gap here, the generation gap here in relation to this. I think older women are inclined, through no fault of their own, to confuse what you had to put up with and what you have to put up with. Do you know what I mean? What you no longer have to put up with and what you always put up with. And, you know, I think what she is articulating there, you know, be magnanimous. Let an old fella grope you because he's an ex-president and he's in a wheelchair and your bum happens to be in line with his hand, and you don't make a fuss, is basically what women have been told for generations. And, you know, I have absolutely no patience, I have to say, with this whine that you're hearing from some men, to the effect that, you know, I don't know where the boundaries are anymore. And, you know, if I wink at a pretty girl, I think it was Woody Allen who said that, am I crossing some boundary? And God, can you not flirt? Can you not compliment? Can you not admire a girl's dress? You know, they know where the lines are. They've always known where the lines are. What they are now learning is how much they can no longer get away with. And, you know, when you hear someone say that, I don't blame your texter for being so incensed. I know Mary Kenny, and, you know, she's a thoughtful, intelligent woman, but, you know, she needs to realise that she has been almost, you know, Stockholm syndrome, almost conditioned into accepting that women's bodies aren't really entirely their own property, and that they have to be a bit, I think the word she used was magnanimous with them. And, you know, allow men to have the odd feel now and then, sure, if they're handy and their hands happen to be close by, and actually, you know, you can bat them off, and really, you know, what harm is it doing anyway? And, you know, I do think that there is, the Harvey Weinstein case has opened a massive awareness, really, that I'd almost compare, it might sound like a bit of a stretch, but to the Catholic Church scandals. I mean, here we're dealing with toxic masculinity that has been on a pedestal for millennia. And suddenly, you know, the first victims, the worst victims, come out first and say, this is what happened to me. And gradually other women find their voices and say, well, here's how I have felt demeaned. Here's how I have felt humiliated. Here's how I felt harassed. They may not be as serious as that, but the cumulative effect of them is undeniable. And as your texter said, every single woman has experienced it. And there is no way that men can say the same.
Claire, let me come to you. Have the lines been particularly blurred between flirting and harassment?
I think we're in serious danger here of losing all sense of perspective, apart from the fact that I wouldn't want to insult older feminists and women who may have a sense of perspective, and I don't think a dose of ageism helps this discussion particularly. I have much more sympathy with Mary Kenny on this, but I think to take a step back, which I think is necessary to do, we're in serious danger, I think, of trivializing very serious assaults and rape and sexual violence when we put it in the same, you know, hodgepodge and throw it in the same pot as what is increasingly being just thrown in, everything from banter to catcalls to, you know, flirting that goes wrong to people making passes at people. If you look at the discussion in the UK about politicians, there is a sense in which quite a lot of women actually are concerned about the fact that fairly trivial and minor issues are being treated exactly the same as those more serious ones. And I suppose the biggest question, I think, for feminists today, certainly those of us who are interested in fighting for women's liberation, is whether it's a great empowerment to constantly be presenting ourselves as the victims, to constantly be saying that we are, and calling on the authorities to protect us from these kind of male predators. I think each individual case needs to be taken on its own terms. I think there's a terribly serious danger that younger women in particular are being incited almost to see every interaction they have with the opposite sex through the prism of abuse and violence, when in fact that's not the case at all. And they're actually being frightened. And a presentation of women almost as though we're kind of chased, you know, sex is a scary thing, we've got to be careful. You know, the old days they used to have chaperones for women. You know, it was often said, my family, I remember it, people would say things like, you know, the problem about women going to work, going out on their own is that they might be molested. Well, now we've kind of got a feminist sounding version of the women be scared, women be careful, women look over your shoulder all the time. And I don't think it's helpful or liberating, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with the sisterhood.
Brenda?
I agree with Claire to the extent that we shouldn't conflate serious assault, rape and serious assault, with unwanted harassment in the workplace or whatever. However, I do think that, you know, Claire talks about time when you know, women had to be careful that they weren't assaulted. Well, you know, women are still kind of largely subject to assault by men they know, as much as men they don't know. So, you know, it's not that now women are on equal footing with men, equal physical, equal social status, and that they no longer have to worry about assaults and unwanted attention from men. They absolutely do. That is a reality of modern life. And I think, you know, you know where the boundaries are. Everybody knows. That's the point I'm making, where the boundaries are. And everybody knows, every emotionally intelligent, halfway sentient man knows when he has made an approach that is not welcome. That is the point at which you stop. Beyond that, it becomes unwanted and it becomes harassment. But when you start telling women to kind of indulge men and, you know, let them have a feel, I think that is extremely dangerous territory for young women. I'm delighted if they're finally beginning to stand up and say, actually, you know what, keep your hands to yourself, keep your leers to yourself, my eyes are up here, by the way, because it's high time women took back control of their own bodies. And I think, you know, for women to be saying, oh well, don't be ageist because it's older women, I'm afraid there clearly is an age gap there. If an older women will say, look, sure, let them have a feel. I think that is an educational matter rather than an age matter. It's also an awareness matter. Maybe it's a little bit slower in coming to people who were conditioned throughout their lives to view themselves as objects that were there for the taking.
Oh, exactly. We're absolutely ignorant. That is really too much, isn't it? You know, one of the things we've got to get away from in this is there's an actual bullying by certain feminists to actually say that if you don't go along with the Me Too phenomena, that somehow we're in denial, that we've got false consciousness, that we haven't thought it through, that we don't understand that our bodies are not open season for everyone. I mean, talk about patronising. I mean, I think it's very important that we get a grip here. And one of the things that I'm very nervous about, and this is why I was saying it was partly the women's liberation movement, and it's a movement of which I proudly am associated myself, was all about saying, when people used to say it's too risky for women to go out on their own, that we, you know, demanded the right to take the risk, and to the right in some ways that if something happened to us that was bad, that we would cope with it. And what we're now saying is we want to retreat and go back. Now, that is not the same, and it is really disingenuous to imply it is, to say that therefore we want men to be handsy and touch our bodies inappropriately. But I think what it is about is actually having a strength of character, a resilience of knowing that we can handle these things ourselves. And one of the things you say, well, everybody knows where the line is. I don't think that they do. One of the big scandals in the UK at the moment is a journalist who said that a man who possibly touched her knee, and it only was possible, and I'm, you know, that maybe he was making a comment to her that she felt uncomfortable, she couldn't cope. This has now become a matter of huge debate because it was a politician, and, you know, that is not, in my mind, a sexual assault. It's even ambivalent as to whether it was any kind of a sexual comment at all. It's also the case that the man has denied it, but then we're told regularly we have to believe the woman no matter what she says, and we have to always assume the worst, most malign motives of men. This is not liberation. This is not politically fighting against oppression. And I think it's a distraction from the very serious issues that women indeed face. But this is not it. It's trivialising, in fact. And it's demeaning to be forced into a situation. In order to get a voice, you have to kind of show your scars, you know, list out in great detail the number of assaults you've had in order for people to take us seriously. When women have fought for years to not have to say it's all about how I feel, but to say we are intellectuals who can make objective political arguments without having to demean ourselves by proving how hurt and upset we are by these things.
Okay, we have to leave it there. And just sorry, Brenda.
I'm going to make an argument, Claire, and say, look, here are my experiences based on fact. I'm now citing experiences that I have, that other women I know have had, that my daughters, that my friends have had. You are saying that's undermining. I genuinely don't know what point you're making. You're saying that is somehow a sellout or a victimhood. Victims, in my view, are people who sit quietly and take it. I think that anybody who stands up and says, enough, and you know where the boundaries are, and those are my boundaries, and you don't cross them, and once somebody stands up and says that, they cease to be a victim. And you're saying, don't say that. Put up with it. That's what I'm hearing,
no,
I'm afraid.
No, well, that might be what you're hearing, but it just means that you aren't listening. And to suggest that those of us who choose not to demonstrate in great detail our pain and suffering are actually sitting back meekly and putting up with it. The point I'm making is this is an unhelpful way of saying there's only one narrative associated with feminism, one which you are demanding I accept. And I'm saying we should have a political argument about whether this is helpful, rather than actually implying that any woman who doesn't go along with it is betraying the sisterhood. That is entirely divisive, and it's what I'm hearing all the time in this discussion.
Well, how does your political discussion work? I mean, what form does it take? Does it not take personal testimony, or
I'm suggesting that it's not a compulsory personal testimony. I'm suggesting that having a Me Too hashtag is actually a rather watered down version of fighting for political liberation. And I'm suggesting that people are being almost asked to trawl through every experience and represent it as though it was abusive and as though it was... and in that sense, it does make people start thinking of themselves in the victim mode. And I'm nervous about it. I want to talk about it. And that is not happening if people keep insulting those of us who won't go along and step in line.
Okay, I'm going to have to... Brenda and Claire, I'm going to have to leave it there. I want to get to a text. Obviously, it goes both ways. I'm a 39-year-old male. I've been harassed by women in the same way that they're describing for many years. A massive double standard here because nobody is talking about it. Of course, men experience it. And the larger issue here is it isn't okay for them to talk about it because they are stronger, in inverted commas. And also, I'm a male bartender who regularly puts up with unwanted attention from drunk female customers. Double standards.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.